Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. One of the things we all have to deal with at some point in our lives are difficult people. These are people that really make our lives more challenging. They create roadblocks. Maybe they're abrasive. Maybe they're not socially adept in dealing with people. And so they set us off. And there's so many challenges that we have around dealing with difficult people. And so the question is how do you do this effectively, knowing that maybe you can't eliminate the exposure to them, but how do you peacefully coexist and not let yourself get sucked into wherever they want to take you? And part of that is just, you know, setting up some boundaries or limits around these people. And if you have to deal with them, if you work with a person like this, and many of us do, is there a way that you can mitigate your exposure to them so that you're not with them every second of every day? Can you converse by email instead of in person so that you get the information you need in writing so that you don't have to be subjected to some of the challenges that they face? Or some of the toxicity they put out. You know, can you sort of rise above the challenges that you're facing with them by realizing, okay, this person is difficult. I know I'm going to have to deal with it. I know I'm going to have to deal with it. But can I just get the answers I need from them or get the work I need out of them and then move on? And while I'm dealing with them, can I be under the realization that, yeah, this person is difficult. I don't have to get sucked into what they are. Take them at face value and then move forward, right? Because if you let yourself get sucked into them and you try to apply logic to an irrational situation like this, it doesn't work, right? You're just going to frustrate yourself. So deal with them at arm's length, do what you need to do and no more, and have a separation and a way to sort of wall them off on the, and with the realization that this person is not normal. Right? This person doesn't think the way I think. This person is completely irrational. And I think if you go in there with the knowingness, it's going to make things a lot easier. And that's a big part of it. And then the other thing you want to do is think about the solution to what you need, right? If you focus on the solution as opposed to the problem, now you're going to do better. And typically what happens with difficult people is they start to focus on the problem. So you may be working on a project, you may need something done, and a barrier will come up. And they'll spend all their time and energy focusing on the barrier. You don't want to focus on the barrier. You know, if you're a golfer and you're trying to hit a ball over the water to the other side to get to the green, if you focus on the water, you're probably going to put the ball in the water. If you're a skier and you focus on the tree instead of the space between the trees, there's a higher probability of you hitting the tree. So the point I want to make here is that you want to focus on the solution. What is the solution? Yes, you acknowledge that there's a barrier in your way, but instead of focusing your energy on the barrier, if you stay focused on the solution, you have a higher probability of getting there. So part of dealing with difficult people is to make sure that you're the one that stays focused on the outcome that you want, and you don't let the noise get in the way, and you don't let them bring you down as a result of any barrier that presents itself. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull in the podcast or the show. And if you yourself haven't subscribed yet, just go to iTunes, hit the subscribe button, and while you're there, if you'd be so kind, just leave a review. We'd really appreciate it. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me later this week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today, I just want you to think about those difficult people in your life and think about ways that you can better manage them, whether you're minimizing your exposure, whether you're seeing beyond their shortfalls and the realization that what you're dealing with is irrational. But look at the big picture, stay focused on the outcome that you're looking for, and don't let the barriers get in the way.